Hilchus Deis. Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph. Shema Yemer Adam, Hoyl Vahakino Vahatayv Vahakob Vahakayetz Bam, Derech Rohain, Umetzinas Adam and Oilam, Evershman be a service rachid, with Sada Achrin. Person can say, since, as Perek Rova says, envy, desire, pursuit of honor are a wrong path and drive a person from the world, got to separate from them to a very great degree and move away from them to the opposite extreme. Actually, Yechel Bosu Leishta Yayu Leisha Isha, Leisha Bedira No, Leibush Malbush No, and a Sakwa, Semra Kosha, Kitzman, Kigain Kraini, Haudikichav. Prison will say to himself, you know what, I'm just going to go to the opposite extreme. I'm not going to eat meat, drink wine, I won't get married, I won't live in a pleasant home, and I'm not going to wear nice clothing. I'll sit in a sackcloth and a coarse wool, just as the pagans, Kraini, and priests do. Not only is a bad path, it's also forbidden to go on this path. Somebody who walks in this path is called a sinner. It says in regards to Nazir, and he the creator shall make an atonement for him for his having sinned regarding the soul. Sacham said that when it comes to if a nazir who abstained only for wine requires kapara, much more so does one who abstained from everything. Now, so the Chacham say, man, direct a man to abstain from those which the Torah denies him, and not to forbid himself for the things by vows. So Chacham said, are not those things which the Torah asked sufficient for you that you must forbid additional things? Only hold yourself back from things that the Torah forbid. Don't forbid yourself when it comes to the darim and shvuis and things which are permitted. It's already enough what the Torah asks you. You want to ask for more things? Person also who is always fasting constantly, it's also not a good thing. Chacham forbid somebody to like inflict themselves so much with tainus. I'll call it one with the Eluk Yezaman Tzibu Shlema, with Amar, Shlema says, Alti at Tzadik Haber of Alti Shaka Mesa Lamatish Lamat Shema. Do not be overly righteous, and do not be overly clever. Why make yourself desolate? Base. So, Hadam Shechav and Limu Chamais of Kulm Ledes Hashem Baruch Hu Bilvat. Yeshifti Vakumu Vidiburi Akhil Umazah Dava. Prison should direct his heart and the totality of his behavior to one goal, becoming aware of Hashem. The way he rests, rises, and speaks should be directed for this end. Kaitza, how so? Shisa yitin v'yasim alach lito sachar. When involved in business dealings or while working for a wage, he should not think solely of gathering money. V'yasim dvarim v'yiluk t'yishim t'dvarim shaguf t'zorach lehem achilu shasivu yishu v'zbaiz nasiv yishu. He should do these things so that he will be able to obtain that which his body needs, food, drink, and a home with the wife. When he eats and drinks and he has relationships, he should not attempt to do these solely for pleasure to the point where he will eat and drink only that which is sweet to the palate and engage in intercourse for pleasure. Rather, he should take care to eat and drink only in order to be healthy in his body and his limb. Therefore, a person should not eat just things which are just good, like a dog. Rather, he should eat things which are healthy. He should not eat things which are trying to damage the body, even though it's sweet for him. If a person is drash, is to yain, or somebody had hot flesh, he should not eat meat or honey or wine. One should drink this endive juice, even though it's bitter for them. He will be eating and drinking for medical reasons, only in order to become healthy and be whole. For a person cannot exist without eating and drinking. Should not have relations except to keep his body healthy and to preserve the human race. He should not engage in bia whenever he feels desire, but he knows that he requires a seminal emission for medical reasons or in order to preserve the human race.
Gimel, hamanag atzmei al pi rafua. Person who accustoms himself to live by the rules of medicine. Im sama libe she kugufi vavar shlemi vavad v'shele bandam oisim anatav amilu tzerken ein dhu d'arach teva. So if a person accustoms himself to live by the rules of medicine, does not follow a proper path, if his sole kavana is that his entire body lives to be healthy and that he have children who will do his work and toil for him. The yasama libe she kugufi shalav v'chazuk d'shtehei. Rather, he should have the intent that his body be whole and strong in order for his inner soul to be upright so that he'll be able to know Hashem. It's impossible to understand and become knowledgeable in his wisdom when one is starving or sick or one of his limbs pains him. Similarly, one should intend to have sons. Perhaps he'll be, let me just read inside.
Somebody goes into this path and he's serving Hashem. Even when he's doing business or he's having relations. Even when he sleeps, if he goes with the intention that his mind and body rest, lest he take ill and be unable to serve Hashem because he's sick, and his sleep is service with Hashem. This man, the Chachamim, directed and said, all your deeds should be for the sake of heaven. This is what Shlema declared in his wisdom. Know him in all your ways, and he will be strengthening your paths.
Hilchos Deis, Perek Dalet, Chapter 4. Aleph.
Hoyol ve'yis, ha'guv bori v'sholim midak Hashem bo.
Since maintaining a healthy and sound body is amongst the ways of Hashem, she'efer she'ov ne'yed adover me'yidah sabir v'mukhila. One can understand or have any knowledge of the Creator if he is ill. A person has to avoid that which harms the body and accustoms himself to that which is harmful, helpful, and helpful, and helps the body become stronger.
Now, a person shall only eat when he's hungry.
Drink when he's thirsty. Don't hold back if you need the bathroom.
If a person has to urinate or go to the bath or move his bowels, he should do so immediately.
Now, when a person eats, he should not eat till he has his stomach is full. Rather, he should stop when he has eaten to close to three quarters of his full satisfaction.
One should not drink only a small amount of water during the meal and mix that with water.
The food begins to be digested in his intestines, he may drink what is necessary.
He should not drink much water even when the food has been digested.
A prisoner should not eat until he checks if he needs the bathroom. Prisoner should not eat until he has taken a stroll which is sufficient to raise his body temperature. Yes, he's got to get hurt or work out or something else. He should work or exert himself in some other way. The rule is that he should engage his body and exert himself in a sweat-producing task each morning. Afterwards, he should rest slightly until he regains composure, and then he should eat. If he were to bathe in hot water after exerting himself, it would be beneficial, however. As such, he should wait a short while to eat. Kim le'elav mishiyecha adam yeshu b'mkeme yeyita al smirli. V'le'yhalach le'yirka v'le'yiga v'le'yizazeh gufa v'le'yitayal chisakam basen shvameyav. Chomatayal achar achilas and shigiyar is a maybe alas me'achalam ra'im akashal. One should always eat while seated or reclining on his left side. He should not walk about, ride, exert himself, subject his body to starting hoof flutters, nor take a stroll until the food has been digested in his intestines. Anyone who takes a stroll or exerts himself after eating brings serious and harmful illness upon himself. There are 24 hours in the day. A person should sleep for 8 hours. You should be towards the end of the night so that there will be 8 hours from the beginning of a sleep until sunrise. So he should rise from his bed before sunrise. A person should not sleep on his face, down on his back, but on his side. So, in the beginning of the night on his right, then wake up on the left. The opposite. Should not retire shortly after eating. You should wait some 3 or 4 hours. One should not sleep during the day. Both Doram Rashashas and Mayim can go and Adam Tin with Tusam Agasam Avatir and Mina Kshim and Mini Lofnes Echel Isam Adam with Chilak Kedem Achila. Laxative foods such as grapes, figs, mulberries, pears, melons, certain types of cucumbers, and certain types of zucchini should be eaten first for the meal. One should not eat them together with his main meal. Others should wait until they descended from the upper stomach and then eat the meal. Foods which are constipating, such as pomegranates, quinces, apples, this type of pear should be eaten immediately after the meal and not in the quant. Person who desires to eat poultry and meat in one sitting, you should eat first poultry. If he desires to eat both eggs and poultry, you should eat the eggs first. If he desires to eat both meat of a large cattle and that of small cattle, you should eat the meal of small cattle first. In other words, you should always eat the lighter fare first and then the heavier afterwards. December, one should eat unseasoned foods without many spices and use vinegar. In rainy season, one should eat seasoned foods, use many spices, and eat some mustard and filters. One should follow these principles in regards to cold climates and hot climates, choosing the food appropriate to each and every one of them. Some foods that are terrible never to eat again. For example, large fish that are aged and salted. Cheese which is aged and salted. Truffles, mushrooms, meat which is aged and salted. Wine from the press. Salted, you see, v'yai megite, tafas shach, and another frichai, or any food that has a bad smell or very bitter taste. There's something bad, but not as bad. eat a little bit, not enough, too many days. The Ari Asma leaves Mazena Mehem, Adafam Mazena Talmud. Don't get accustomed to eating this too much. Getting dug with dealing with Pinu. Holy Shashah, Shinefa Hotel, Choice, Oops, Shvani, Mudilam, Tilshim, Mudilam, Pil of Adoshma, Safra, Lafam Zinim, Lafam Matsis, Approve of Hotsa, Rasul, Vashuman, Rahal of Sinin, Kalilam, Mahal, Rahim, Enid Roll, Adam Lafam, Vaila Elam, Mat, Adam, Aid Music Shamal, Mesa Hamul, Ilhaman Club, Pil of Adoshma Vad, and all the Elfam, Mesa Hamul, Mesa Shamad, Liam, Ilham, Mesa Hamul. Translate the large fish, cheese, milk, which has been left over 24 hours after the milking, the meat of larger oxen or he goats, horse beans, lentils, chickpeas, barley bread, matzahs, cabbage, leeks, onions, garlic, mustard, and radishes. All of these are harmful foods. It's fitting that he should eat them very, not a lot, and only in rainy seasons, staying entirely from the summer. Of these, horse beans and lentils alone should not be eaten either in the summer or the winter. Squash or meat in the summer season. There are foods which are harmful, but less so than these. There are waterfowl and pigeons. These bread roasted in oil or need an oil flour which has been sifted so well so that no bran is left. Fish brine and pickled fish oil. They ought not to be eaten in quantity. Man who is wise overcomes his desire, is not drawn by his appetite, and eats nothing of these aforementioned unless he needs them for his medical reasons, is a giver. One should always avoid fruits. Should not eat them even when they're dried, and goes without saying when they're fresh. When they are not sufficiently ripe, they are like swords for the body. Carrots are always harmful. When carrots too are all very, very harmful, we said, all pickled fruits are harmful and should be eaten in summer where they're not in high climates. Figs, grapes, and almonds are always beneficial, both fresh and dry. One may eat of them as much as he requires. However, you should not eat them constantly, even though they are the most beneficial of the fruits. Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says, honey and wine are harmful for the young ones and wholesome for the old. In summer, one should eat 2/3 of what he eats in the winter. The person should always try to have loose movements throughout his life, tending slightly towards the diarrhea. This is a cardinal principle when it comes to the food. Whatever one suffers from constipation or has difficulty moving his bowel, serious diseases will beset him. How can he induce loose movements if he has mild constipation? If he's a young man, each morning he should eat well cooked, this halami should have been seasoned olive oil, picked fish oil, and salt without bread oil. Or drink the boiled water, or cooked spinach or cabbage, seasoned with olive oil, pickled fish oil, and salt. If he's an old man, he should drink honey diluted with hot water. In the morning, wait approximately 4 hours and then eat his meal. He should do this once a day or three or four, if necessary, until he has loose bowels. But klal acher amru b'riyas akuf. They have another principle that says about the body. As long as one exercises and exerts himself greatly, does not eat into the point of the situation as loose bowels, he will not suffer sickness and he will grow in strength. Even if he eats harmful foods. Tesla, Homishu, who Yeshiv Levatak, and whoever is idle and does not exercise or does not move his bowels when he needs of question, or is constipated, even if he eats the proper foods and takes care of the follow the rules of medicine, and takes care of the follows rules of medicine, it will be full of pain for all the days and the strength will fade away. Achila kol yomav yomachem mikechet hashvacha. Achila gas laguf kol adam kamei samolos v'hikad chalachonim. Rei v'chalim shubayim ala adam einim elam kenei chalim ram. Eshu mamala bitim mecha achila gas afilu machalim tev. Shleimer rachmas yishemer pi l'shere shemer v'sas nafshik lemer. Shemer pi v'lechol maichol ra. Emlizbeil l'shenim adaber elu b'tztachov. Now, overeating is like poison to anyone's body. It is the main source of illness. Most illnesses which afflict the men are caused by harmful foods or by filling his belly and overeating, even of healthful food. This is implied by the Shabbat. It says, whoever guards his mouth and his tongue guards his soul from distress, guards his mouth from eating harmful food, eating his fill and his tongues from speaking about others that he meets. Tes Zayin. Let's check where it ends over here. We have 23 halachas. Okay, it's Zayin. When one leaves the bath, he should dress and cover his head in the outer room, the bathhouse, so that he not catch a chill. He should take the precaution even in the summer. Even in the bath, he should wait until he regains his composure and the warmth forbidding has receded, and then eat. And if after leaving the bath he should wait until he regains his composure and the warmth and then eat. And now, before eating, after the bath is very beneficial. One should not drink cold water. While leaving a bath, then it goes without saying that he should not drink while bathing. If he should be thirsty upon leaving the bath and cannot refrain, he should mix the water and wine or drink a honey and drink. It's beneficial for one to rub himself with oil at the bath during the winter after he has rinsed off. A person should not accustom himself constant bloodletting. When the yak is ele, immediate certainly be is. He should only do this if he needs it. The yak is le, mesacham, mesachamim, ele, mad, be me nis, me tishte. He should do this only in the days of nisan tishte. Maacher, harish, mashrona, the yak is klal, after 15 years old, don't do it. The yak is adam, dami, custom, rechts, but yem, don't bloodlet and then go to the bath. That's for the yak is good, so there, then go on the way. Let be him shale, me there, and out of the day, you're traveling, coming from the way. Be him, mishta, be him, my cousin, papa's, and mashra, whatever, eat very little. Should eat less than usual on the day of the bloodletting. He should rest on that day, not exert himself in exercise or stroll. Semen is the strength of the body, its life force. And the light of the eyes, the greater the emission of sperm, the greater the damage of the body. So strength and its greater the loss of one's lifespan. This is what Shlomo says, do not give your strength to women. However, a steep sexual relationship, old age springs upon him. And his strength is depleted, and his eyes becomes dim. His emanates from his mouth and his armpits, the hair of his head. And his eyebrows, his eyelashes fall out. His armpits, his legs, his glutes in abundance. Shiri of Levis, his teeth fall out. Vahar became because of Elu by my love. He has many, many sickness. His Amrachach, my Arifim, Echon, my Elif, my Ace, Besharchalav, my Elif, my Elif, Tashwar. She says that most people, they die from Tashwar too. It's our Chadam, Zerbadar, Zem, Rust, the Chispite. Be very careful if you want to live a long life. The Yiva, Elif, Kashimot, say, Goofy, Bardi, because of Mazer, Bomas, Kasha, Abrash, later that day. She should not engage in religions on a full or empty stomach, but after the food has been digested. She examined herself to see if he needs to move his bowels before and after intercourse.
צריך להבין רפואה לישיבה, לאיבו אדם והוא סביר ולעירוב, אלא אחר שיסק על מזל שבאו. יהודי וקוב קדם וגדו על אחר בידו, ולאיבו מרומן ולאיבו ישוב, ולאי בייסם רכת שלו בייהם, שכנסם רכת שלו בייהם, וכנס ולאי בייהם, יציל הדרך, בייהם הדרך, ולאי דפנים ולאחרים. Should not engage in intercourse on a full empty stomach. He should not examine himself before to see if he needs to move his bowels before and after bia. He should not engage in intercourse while standing, sitting, or in the bathhouse, nor on the day in which he goes to the bathhouse, nor on the day in which he lets blood, on the day that he departs on a journey or arrives from a journey, nor on the day before and afterwards.
שאין יבולי דחילי כל יום עבד שיעסק נהר ביום הסונצר.
But if the Rambam says whoever conducts himself in this way, I guarantee that he will not become ill throughout his life till he reaches advanced age and dies.
He's not going to need a doctor, but he'll go for shalom v'im and albur of kinyamav. His body will remain intact and healthy throughout the days.
I'm going to go for Ram at chilis pros, unless his body of chilis is bad. Let's say he has all these bad menagum. From the beginning, I am Tavi Makas Dever and Makas Peter Zelim, or if let's see, he has a plague or drown in the world.
Hafal, Homenogas Atema Elu, Shamana Hindrol, the Nigman, Elabari, the person who should do it is only a healthy person.
Havachila, Misha, Echad, Mevot of Chila, Misha Nog, Minik, Rashan, and Rabbis, if somebody who's sick or has this bad Chili or whatever, it's called a man, Drachma Chila, Manogas, which is very separate of voice, Shinivis is Chila Sachila.
So there's different books, different medical literature about this, all changes from the conduct which only follows the beginning of the sickness.
There's
no doctor available, neither the healthy nor the sick man should budge from all the directions here in this chapter, for each of them ultimately brings beneficial results.
Last halacha. If a city doesn't have these type of things, Talmud Chacham cannot live there. Really, in Reifei, a woman, a Beis Amrachat, a Beis Akis, a Beis Pinsin, a Maya Mitzim, King Neuromayan, a Beis Akneses, a Maya Mitzinikas, a Lavalor, a Gabit Stuck, a Beis and Makam Vachirshin.
A doctor, a bloodletter, a bathhouse, a ladder, an available source of water, such as a river or a spring, a synagogue, a teacher of children, a scribe, a charity supervisor, a medical court empowered to impose corporal punishment and jail sentences.
Ilchis, Deis, Perek, Hey, 5. Shem Shah Chachem Niker Bechachmasiv with Yosov Umudom Behem Mishara Om, Kachzerv Shia Niker Bemaisov, Macholim Mashkev, Vilasiv, Vasinstrahov, the Buddha Vilochoi, O Mabushe, O Machilku, Dwarum Maso, Matanos.
Just as a Chachem is recognized through his wisdom and his temperaments, and at these he stands apart from the rest of the world, so too he should be recognized through his actions and his eating and drinking, intimate relations. And relieving himself in a speech, manner of walking, address, the management of his finances and his business dealings. All these actions should be exceptionally becoming of a mishpani. Should all be nice and mishpani. He said also, Talmud Chacham will be a gargaron, while if a maichal rol laharvis gufei. Talmud Chacham should not be a glutton. Rather, he should eat food which will keep his body. If a maichal rol laharvis gufei, he should not also overeat.
Should not seek to fill a stomach like those who fill a stuff on themselves with food and drink until their bellies burst.
It says
in Kabbalah, and eat and drink for tomorrow or you will die.
This is
They eat and drink for tomorrow. Yeah, this is the food of the wicked. These tables, which the Pasuk censors, says for all tables are full of vomit. Next moment, there's no room.
A wise man eats only one dish or two, eating only enough to sustain himself. This is sufficient for him. This is alluded to. The Shlomo says the righteous man eats to satisfy his soul.
When the wise man eats the little which is fitting for him, he should eat it only in his home and at his table. He should not eat it in a store or in a marketplace, lest there's a very pressing need. So that he should not be viewed without respect for others. Should not eat together with the unlearned, nor at those tables that are filled with vomit excrement. Should not eat frequently in other places, even in the company of wise men. Should not eat where there is a large gathering. For example, so this is an assumed engagement or a marriage. As long as the couple are the righteous and the pious so old never partook of a meal that was not their own. When a wise man drinks wine, he should drink only enough to soften the food in his stomach. Whoever becomes drunk as a sinner is shameful and will lose his wisdom. He comes drunk before the common people. He desecrates Hashem's name. Most of the Jews say, "I feel mad." And Ma'ayu b'chal achil. It's forbidden to drink wine, even in small quantities, in the afternoon hours, unless he eats it with food. See, b'chal achil in mishtakes. Drink that is taken without food is not intoxicating. Is there a liyanish lachar mazon? Only one that is taken after the meal is to be avoided. Although a man's wife is permitted to him at all times, it's fitting that a wise man behave with holiness. He should not frequent his wife like a rooster. Rather, he should limit his relationships to once a week, from Shabbos evening to Shabbos evening, if he has the physical stamina. When he speaks with her, should not do so at the beginning of the night when he's sitting with his belly is full. Only in the middle of the night when his food has been digested. He should not be excessively lightheaded, nor should he talk nonsense, even intimate conversations with his wife. It says, and he repeats to a man what he has spoken. Even the light conversation that he has with his wife, he's gonna have to go to Beit Din when he dies. Tamer, the relations, they should not drink nor be lax in a tent or even one of them. She should be sleeping with the NSAC, and if it's a little bit of a session, it's impossible. We both want it. Sarbi, Sakmat, Immigration, Tisash, Taitiv, Ibu, Busha, Ibu, Azad, Vishar, Miat. He should intimidate, be intimate with her modestly and not boldly, and withdraw from her immediately. Hey, call a name, meaning Ze, Lidai, Lishi, Kaddish, Vikidish, Tashi, Vitiyas, Vitik, and Asim, Shahili, Bada, Yenoim, Bashem, Ruin, Chokla, Hasidis. Whoever conducts himself in this manner, not only does he sanctify his soul, purify himself, and refine his character, but furthermore, if he has children, they will be handsome, modest, worthy of wisdom and piety. Whoever conducts himself in the ways of the rest of the people, or walk in darkness, will have children like these people. Chacham conduct himself with exceptionally modesty. They do not demean himself, and they not bear their heads or their bodies. Even when one enters the ladder, and he should be modest and not uncover himself until he is seated. He should not wipe himself with his right hand. He should stay away from all other people. He should go into a chamber, beyond the chamber, a cave with a cave, and relieve himself. If he relieves himself by the fence, he should move far enough away that no one can hear the sound if he breaks in. He must relieve himself in an open area. He should be far enough so that no one can see him bearing himself. Should not speak while leaving yourself, even if there's a great need. Just as he connects himself with modesty while on the land, by then he should do business. Adam asked me to punish Shachas or Aris for that. Initially, Yisrach, a person should train himself to relieve himself in early morning, after dark only, so that he doesn't need to go far away. Tam l'chachim l'yat sig v'tzivir b'shas tivurik v'yat b'shachayis. Tam l'chachim should not shout or shriek while speaking, like the cattle and the wild beast. Like be a kid of Yisrach, the tivurik v'nachas m'kobreis. Nor should he raise his voice overly much. Rather, he should speak gently to all people. Shidavar v'nachas yisrach l'yistach agat shirik l'ibin gaster ruach. When you should speak gently, you should not take a stance. Lest speech appear like the speech of Ali. Everybody first, judge people favorably. Speak to the miles of a person. He loves peace, he pursues peace. If he feels what he says will help, good. If not, keep quiet. Don't appease somebody when he's angry. I'll need to possess another. I can describe that to him. Don't ask him as another. Shas Maisa. Until he comes down. In the Havana possession, we smoke to the fun of the show. Ball. Bro. Don't try to be a manacho with somebody when he has the mess right in front of him. Pink Gates was a leader of Havana Bashas Kalkalas. Look at his. Fell at the moment of his humiliation, but turned his attention away. Veshavet the Buddha, don't change your words. Don't change anything less than shalom. Call this shalom. In the devil, levi duri chachma, alibi duri chachma, levi 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 duri chachma. The guiding rule is that he should speak only words of wisdom or connection with his acts of kindness. Should not speak to a woman in the marketplace, even if it's his wife or his sister or his daughter. Firstly, Yedek b'tamal chachem became a school from a garden not taking shnemer, tadach al tiyas garden on a sacris in aim. Al chachem should not erect with his head held high, as it says in the walk with necks outstretched and flashing eyes. Should not walk with a short step toe to heel, healed like a woman of the proud. Yeah, halach alke b'tad good of the lachas kum and nashem v'gazirul, in shnemer halach b'tad with the lach of rachlechem. Walking and mincing as they go, tinkling with their feet. Run in public, the madman, like should not bend over like a hunchback. Walk in the market like a, should cast his eyes downwards as he does, like when he downs. Going to the market, like he's busy. Person, the way he walks, you can tell if he's normal or not. From a man's carriage to one can recognize whether he is wise and thoughtful, person of mindful or will. The Shema says in the rule too. The fool's walks, his mind is empty, and he proclaims to all that he is a fool, and he informs everyone about himself that he is a fool. Tis Malbush Tamil Chacham, Malbush Nomanuk, Tamil Chacham has to dress nicely. Also, the Shim Sib Bidi Kesem Isham Liskin, it's when he can't have any fat stain or anything from the garment. Liberishly, Malbush Malacham, Fim Bidi Zilver, Argument, Shakam Stakal, and Bad, he should not wear a regal garment close to gold and purple, which draw everyone's attention. The dress of the poor shames its awareness, but the tract of garments in the middle range. Flesh should not be visible under his clothing, as in the case when one wears acceptable shirt linen, armed for this Mitzrayim. His clothes should not drag on the ground like the dress of the haughty, but should extend to the heel, and his sleeves should extend to his fingers. He should not let his cloak hang down, for that creates an impression of gaiva, except on Shabbos if he has a change of clothes.
Mutter
Mishra Pesach Rebisim Gdei Lahavras Azumah Motor Bekhen Leitzu Chidik Balayla Lehem Kin Lezman Kavu Lesses Bada Tamidik Kol Gdei Achshan. Should not go out in the marketplace perfumed or with perfumed clothes, nor should he put perfumes on his hair. However, he is permitted to rub perfume on his body if he does so in order to remove his filth. He should not go out alone at night unless he has time to go out for his studies. All of these is because of a possible suspicion of immorality. Yet Talmud Chacham Mechalchel Tvar B'Mishra. Talmud Chacham manages his financial affairs. He eats, drinks, and provides for his household in accordance with his funds and the degree of success without overtaxing himself. When a person should eat meat only for his appetite, it says, your soul should crave to eat meat. Sufficient for the healthy to eat meat once weekly from Shabbos to Shabbos. He's wealthy enough, he should eat meat every day. The Chum have also directed us, saying that one should always eat less and benefits his income, dressed as benefits his income, and provide for his wife and children beyond what benefits his income. The way of a sensible man is that first one should establish an occupation by which he can support himself, and then he can be seated then by a house. Then he should then marry. They marry first, and then he can buy a house, and then they try to find a parasa and or they go and just take from stuck behind them. I remember Claudius, he should do others by his team care. Perm clamor, yeah, masaka, fuck, they should test their straha. Don't do the opposite. Bracho, Emir, double the whole, Drocha, Maskil, Hashem, Ime, and double was thoughtful on all his undertakings and Hashem was with him. It was also the Lord in the half fear of the Hakdish called the Chosra, the Tejas of Rias. One is forbidden to renounce ownership or consecrate all of his possessions and thereby become a burden to society. You can advise for the bias, you can without the yes, the spirit of the day. You should not sell a field and buy a house, sell a house and buy chattels, or use money acquired by selling his house for the truth. For me, for whom without the kin is soda, should sell cattle to buy his field. Rules that should aim to improve his financial position and to exchange the impermanent for the permanent. For the tia, kamanosa de la honis, ma'atu bishoy, leonis ma'afi yafsad harba. His intention should not be to enjoy slight momentary pleasure or to enjoy some slight pleasure for which he incurs a great loss. Yud Gimel. Masel Matana, Sish Atal Chochem, Bemud of Emes Vimuna. Torah scholar should conduct his business, this is dealing with honesty and good faith. And he should say, Allah, Allah, and Hein, Hein, yes, yes, no, no. Tactical aspect of Bechishma, Nisim, Vata, Achir, Pshik, Family, Dakar, Mehem. He is stringent with himself in his accounting, gives and yields to others when he buys from them. Is not demanding what they owe him. He pays for his purchases immediately, doesn't act as a guarantor, accepts objects for deposit, or acts as a debt collector for lender. Accepts obligation matters of buying and selling for which the Torah does not hold him liable. To hold his words. He does not encroach upon other occupations, nor does he ever cause someone discomfort. He doesn't go into somebody's business. He does not encroach upon other occupations, nor does he ever cause someone's discomfort. The rule is that he should amongst the pursued, not the pursuers, amongst those who accept humiliation, but not amongst those who humiliate others. Whoever does all the above and their like, it says that he said to me, you are my servant Israel, through whom I will be glorified.